could have had a guild convention. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You leave here and you go right into a world where it looks like nobody's pleased with you and you're not pleased with anything. How do you stop that? Well, you look straight at every image that rises to delay you, right?
Yeah.
And he says, because you're going to succeed. Don't worry about that. You're going to achieve your goal of being peaceful, and I'll tell you why. Because the goal is eternal. It's a goal you've always had and always will have. You've always had the goal of having total fulfillment in your life. That's always been your goal. No matter what you've ever done, no matter what mistake you've ever made, it was the result of your having the goal of your happiness. So you're going to succeed because it's the only goal you know that you have kept your whole life. Everything else has changed, but your desire to be happy hasn't. Mm-hmm. It's the one goal that never changes. That's why you know you're going to achieve it. Hallelujah.
Cool.
He says, now, the goal, what is it?
Of love.
That's what it says in Derrick Nick's Sentence in Case Perfect One. What's the goal?
Love.
Your freedom. He says, that's your right. So you have to go, love is my right. It is my right to be free. It is my right to be abundant. It is my right to be loved. It is my right to have peace. It is my right. And people are, you know, they get into their rights. This is my right. What is my right to be loved? You have to be that same kind of attitude. It's my right to be treated right. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
And guess what? Despite of your dreams, despite of anything you tell yourself to make yourself feel otherwise, love belongs to you. You are going to receive the love in spite of what you think or have done.
Woo-hoo!
I know, it's deep, man. It's deep. I say it again. It's your right to be cared for. It's your right to have peace. It's your right to be happy. It's your right to have harmony. It's your right to be abundant. It's your right. It's your right. Despite your dreams. And the Course calls your dreams anything you tell yourself that makes you think you are not wholly, complete, and perfect. That's your dream. Any negative thought you have about yourself, that's your dream. So in spite of the dreams you're having about you, love and the answer still belongs to you. The help is here. And when you're willing to look at your fears, you'll see that you are afraid about nothing because you're safe right now. And that's not abstract. There are no grenades going off in this room. Nobody's beating anybody. Nobody's stabbing each other. No one's doing anything. You have the capacity to create an experience of 100% safety and peace at the physical level, because that's what you are manifesting for yourself right now. Thanks for listening to this much with me. Y'all awesome. I really appreciate you all being willing to come out today on a gorgeous day like today and hear that love is your right. Today's class was brought to you by Sanity.
So get sanitized.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
It was brought to your same mind put you in a room full of people who really, really want the same thing that you want. That is a miracle, you all. You all are experiencing a miracle.
Cool.
We're all in the world. You all know that we walk around in the world and don't hear what the Course in Miracles said to us today. And then to come together with a group of people who also want to hear the same thing, don't take that for granted. This is not ordinary. And sometimes we forget that. All you have to do is listen to the people in your personal environment, and you'll get real quick that what we have here is very powerful, and very special, and very holy. You know, if it's all about consciousness, And then we're in a place where we're being told that love is our right. That's powerful. So thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the course. I really appreciate it. This is how I earn my living in the world. So thank you for sharing with me and Unity Temple. I love it. Oh, yeah. Our financial situations are a call for abundance. If you signed the list but you haven't had a chance to pay yet, but you know you still very much want to commit to coming, put an X by your name so I know who's still committed to come regardless. But if you can pay today, that'd be great. The Holy Spirit to give me a seminar that is the one I would like to take all over the world. And that's the goal that I've set for me this week as it is channeled to me. Is I want it to be the seminar that frees me spiritually, frees me emotionally, frees me financially, because it'll be something I'm doing in the world that's so right on that I'll be provided for abundantly through sharing it.
So I'm seeing.
Would you see that?
Yes. I'll join with you on that.
Denver's home base. I love Denver. I will definitely still be doing classes from here. Denver is best place I've ever lived. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for feeling that way. I appreciate that. I really do.
You do it selfish.
I wouldn't know nothing about that. I've never done anything selfish. Well, once in 1967. So don't forget to put your X. That's for the people who don't know how to write. Everybody feel equal. Okay. If you want a copy of today's class, which is a good class.
Yeah. That was
right on. And then you want to order it up here. Okay. So, any other announcements before I go back through reviewing this so that we're able to walk out of here with the basics? What was it saying? What was the thing it was saying? That's what I want to do.
I'm a mortgage banker, and so anybody who does a loan for me, then I donate $100.
You know what I mean? I'm just like everybody else in here. I got the same needs as everybody else. And the Holy Spirit's been doing a kick butt job of meeting them. One of my favorite lines in the course, his Spirit says, I will take care of your foolish needs and your real needs.
Yeah.
I like bronze that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you will be supplied through the Holy Spirit with everything you think you need, as long as you think you need it. Here's the little but. The Holy Spirit will not provide you with anything that you're going to use to delay you in time. Mm-hmm. Spirit is not going to give you something that you're going to use to forget Spirit. Truth is not going to give you something that you're going to use to forget the truth. Everything that you receive from Spirit is going to speed your progress toward happiness and joy. At the point that you get lost off into the thing instead of where the thing came from and where you should be trying to go with it, then Spirit is not providing it for you. Your ego will. That's why it started out. It was a really cool relationship and you felt like you were zipping along towards your spiritual path. And all of a sudden, it became the biggest delay you could ever give yourself. Well, at some point along the line, the relationship became your God. And all of a sudden, that person and that relationship became more important to you than your own peace, more important to you than your connection to source and everything else. So your ego pod, the pod that thinks you don't deserve happiness, then it takes over. Well, okay, now I'm gonna use this relationship to prove to you that you